KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a slight chance for light snow or flurries, a high around 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports one person was arrested and two others were cited last week for drug-related offenses. 23-year-old Eric Lee Brown of Adair was arrested in Adair after a deputy pulled him over because he knew Brown was barred from driving. When confronted, Brown denied having his license barred and allegedly identified himself as his brother. A records check verified the man was Eric Lee Brown, who was then placed under arrest for driving while barred, providing false identification, and possession of drug paraphernalia for allegedly having a dabber, which is commonly used with oil extracts of marijuana. Brown was later released on $2,000 bond. At the same location but different times during the day on January 3rd, 39-year-old Donathan Eugene Ebrecht of Adair and 21-year-old Alexis Nicole Laszlo of Urbandale, both were cited by an Adair County deputy for possession of drug paraphernalia. Ebrecht was also cited for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense. Ebrecht and Laszlo were released upon receiving their citations. Sheriff Vandewater said a Bridgewater man was cited January 3rd for driving under suspension. 52-year-old Henry Lewis DeGraw was released upon receiving the citation. And two people were arrested at midnight Saturday by Adair police. 43-year-old Brian Dean Plowman of Adair was arrested for simple assault and disorderly conduct. 34-year-old Ryan James Richter of Casey was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Both men were later released on $300 bond each. The sheriff's office reports also 43-year-old Paul Allen Scheel of Creston turned himself in Saturday morning to serve time for a court-ordered sentence. Scheel remained in the jail late Sunday night while serving the balance of his sentence. A traffic stop in Red Oak early Sunday morning resulted in the arrest of three people on drug-related charges. Red Oak police say 44-year-old Kimberly Ann Bond of Omaha, 32-year-old Ryan Christopher Allensworth, and 21-year-old Kaylee Louise Hudson, both of Red Oak, were arrested at the intersection of South 2nd and Ohio Streets. Kimberly Bond and Ryan Allensworth were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond each for unlawful possession of prescription pills, while Hudson was being held on $1,000 bond for possession of controlled substance marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's K-9 unit assisted in conducting those arrests. Sheriff's deputies in Fremont County arrested for a woman from Shenandoah early Sunday morning. 29-year-old Catherine Elizabeth Lynn was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. and charged with conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance, methamphetamine. The charge was the result of a long investigation into the illegal distribution of narcotics in Fremont County. Lynn was being held at the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center on a $50,000 bond. A Hamburg man was seriously injured during an accident Saturday in Fremont County. The sheriff's office reports deputies were called to the scene of a single vehicle rollover accident just west of Riverton on 250th Street. Upon their arrival, they found 21-year-old Dane Andrew Sturm trapped inside his vehicle that was underwater. Sturm was unconscious and transported to Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg by Riverton Fire and Rescue. He was later transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. An investigation into the crash continues, but authorities said alcohol was believed to have been a factor. Also in the news this morning, a collision in Madison County early Sunday morning claimed the life of a Winterset man. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver of a 1996 Jeep Grand Cherokee, 48-year-old John Timothy Eller, died in the crash. It took place around 4:15 a.m. in the 2100 block of West Summit Street in Winterset. The patrol says a semi driven by 63-year-old Gary Hagee of Clarinda had just pulled out onto the road and was gaining speed when Eller's SUV came upon the rig and failed to slow down before hitting the semi in the rear. Following the collision, the SUV veered to the left of the truck and struck an in-ground electrical box and caught fire. Hagee, who was not injured, slowed his semi and pulled off onto the shoulder of the road. The accident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Dolores Ann Wheatley Ruppert, a Rupert, age 84, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dorothy Rupert will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Sandra Gallego, age 56, of Griswold, died Wednesday. A memorial visitation for Sandra Gallego will be today from 1 until 3 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Anna Marie Parker, age 93, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Anna Parker will be today at 2 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Vernon Karstens, age 94, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Vernon Karstens will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Gerald Childs, age 78, who's formerly of Greenfield, died January 5th in Washington, D.C. Graveside services for Gerald Childs will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Bonnie McCaskey, age 98, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bonnie McCaskey will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Wayne DeBoard, age 92, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Wayne DeBoard will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Mildred Heron, age 93, of Bayard, died Saturday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Mildred Heron will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Joan Turner, age 80, of Oakland, died January 7th at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Joan Turner will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Patricia Mortensen, age 92, of Shelby, died Saturday in Omaha. A memorial service for Patricia Mortensen will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Martha Bell Arbaugh, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Martha Arbaugh are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bob Ferguson, age 82, of Orient, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Bob Ferguson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Joan Jackson, age 67, of Lewis, died Thursday in Omaha. Services for Joan Jackson are pending for a later date at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.